Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
This is the Tuesday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, the blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so look for something popping up there sometime tomorrow morning. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, hey, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z-Man with three E's.
All right, so what do you want to talk about to start off? How the heck did I do that? We can't talk about that, though. What's going on?
Well, you know, as we were talking earlier, I won more money on FanDuel. 2 weeks in a row, is it beginner's luck?
No, not if you're winning consistently, it's not. So...
I'm a little slow. I should have had this open already. So I won $9. I forgot. It was a $5 game. So had I paid for it, of course, I would have only made my $4. But and a lot of these guys, I forget their first names. So, you know, my two top guys, I went with Murray from Arizona and Henry, you know, Derrick Henry from Tennessee. So, you know, it didn't look like really if you looked at my lineup. I tweeted it to you the other day. It didn't really look like money, but, you know, what do you think stands out the most is, you know, maybe some different moves you would have made. You know, like me picking Johnson from New Orleans as my tight end. Granted, it was, you know, salary-wise. I just picked random guys and, you know, the Saints didn't do much. But I guess... You know, with some of these free ones that you get thrown at you from FanDuel, are you trying to win or are you just putting a lineup together? Obviously, you're trying to win, but, I mean, how far in depth do you go with putting your lineups together? You know, like I said, I'm going by budget, and I don't have a huge connection with these guys, so I don't get super attracted to one guy over another.
Well, you know, like I was telling you while we were rolling in here to do this, that's actually a good thing, you know, to not have a personal attachment because, you know, like I always assume when you put together a FanDuel baseball lineup that Buster Posey is in every one, even on the days he's not playing. So, you know, and that can obviously be your downfall because the guy's not going to produce every night for you. So, you know, it's just one of those things that really, you know, really works in your favor and, you know, is how you got to be if, you know, like if you did this for an actual living or something like that. I mean, that's how those guys do it. There's no attachment. You just put the guys out there who you think are gonna play well. So,
and you had a glorious weekend too.
yeah, well, I told you I picked up 60 cents on Saturday night in the NASCAR on my 30-cent bet. So yeah, I was rolling along. So, but you know, it's always better to win than lose. So I don't complain about. You know, anything like that, as long as it's a winner, I'm okay.
Now, what would be your biggest takeaways from this weekend, though? know, if you want to touch on NASCAR, but obviously going into football this weekend, you know, anyone, any of the lineups you put together where, you know, a certain guy was above the most or who you thought were maybe a good top couple to have had on your team this weekend?
Well, you know, as always, I always think my lineup is going to win. Of course, sadly, it rarely does, especially when it comes to football. For some reason, I've had a really good baseball season. I don't know why or how that's been working out for me, but for some reason in baseball, I've been cashing more than I haven't on FanDuel, which is really kind of odd for me. Normally I end up losing and I start wondering if I'm going to have to, you know, actually break down and put more money into my account so I can keep playing if I want to. But yeah, this year for some reason things have gone better for me, but football through 2 weeks, I did win that freebie they sent for week one, the one you like where you pick the five guys.
Yeah.
You know, I told you I picked up like $9 there, and then they charged me the $5 entry fee, so I ended up winning $4. Then just the regular lineups, I haven't touched diddly squat. So, but you know, that's nothing. Like I said, when it comes to football, that's absolutely nothing new for me. You know, I just, for whatever reason, it just doesn't go my way. I don't get it, or whatever I do just seems to be wrong. And, you know, because, like, I had another free play this week with that five-man thing. They've been doing them for the Thursday night games. And, yeah, that one didn't get anywhere close to me cashing diddly squat. So, yeah, it didn't work out. Didn't work out twice in a row for me.
Twice in a row. Well, I don't like that because, you know, in our fantasy league, I went up against the Elk in both leagues. Both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, this guy, I think he's one couple, maybe, you know, beat our, won our leagues a couple times. I'll have to look at the records. I'll bring that up again. But I just had a gloriously horrible day, and he didn't even start two defensive guys, which I know doesn't account for much. Sometimes, you know, especially when I had one defensive guy put up 0 points and one put up 0.5. So I guess it really didn't matter in that respect. But, you know, obviously I could take away my biggest mistake was starting Trevor Lawrence and not going with Matt Stafford.
Oh definitely, yeah.
You know, I just totally flaked on that one. But, you know, I thought after week one, Lawrence would kind of pick it up even more. So, I don't know. He's out of my lineup for week three. We'll see how that goes. You know, other than that, you know, I have Tyler Higbee, and I think that's the struggle, too, is having in the draft, when some of the tight ends were going off the board, you know, I really didn't grab after any. So then I ended up taking Komet, Jimmy Graham, and Higbee, who I thought would get some more points and some more play out in Los Angeles. But, you know, he did week one, so we'll see what happens going forward. You know, had him and Stafford been playing together on my team, and they connected, but you get the point there. This is the auction league we were talking about. Do you remember how you went that week or this past week?
You know, I think I actually managed to win both games. I'll have to double check that, but yeah, off the top of my head, I think I did hang on and pick up a win. The one team I'm playing, you know, I know they didn't make the draft, but it's Mr. Fantasy's brother, and he's been with us a while and has always played.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if maybe he just decided he was done since Mr. Fantasy no longer participates. That kind of ended up being, I had a terrible week in that league, but since I was playing him, I didn't have any problem winning. I don't even think he scored 100 points. So we'll have to see what's kind of going on with that. But it worked out. So I'll win. I mean, everybody gets to play them. So I'll take the W and move along. But yeah, it was. Kind of strange, and then I don't remember who I had with the.
I pulled that
up. I'm setting up life.
You dominated in the auction league, so we'll get back to that one in a second. Since you came over to our snake draft, like you said, you were projected to hit 186 points. And you hit 127 over 80. So like you said, he didn't hit 100 points. Kind of a bad week for you. No offense or, not trying to knock you or anything. Just nobody really produced for you except for the Bears defense and Montgomery from the Bears. So hopefully it gets better next week. I'm sure it will. But like you said, you're up against the Evil Dead. And throw me off because somebody posted, someone posted about making a trade for a quarterback, and he actually responded last week, with me an offer. So I'm, very confused. I guess we'll just have to wait to see how the season plays out and just email him and see if he's interested in coming back next year. It's kind of odd because we're down to essentially like having only a couple teams flake out on us in our leagues towards the end of the season. So I don't know if it's because he missed the draft or whatever. It was weird.
He's one of those guys that'll go in and rank his players.
Yeah.
So, but whatever this year, it doesn't look like he did that, but he is changing his lineup. I mean, he's got an active lineup. He took out his kicker who was an IR. He does have some NA defensive players, so we'll have to kind of keep an eye on that and see if he makes his changes. But, I don't know. We'll just have to kind of stay on it and see how it works out.
Yeah. So in that league, respectively, like I said, I was up against the Elk in both. He was only projected to beat me by like 7 points. He ended up beating me roughly by 4 points, all because I started Trevor Lawrence. But my backup is Tagovailoa. That's how you say it, right?
Who?
From Miami.
What team?
Miami.
Okay. I don't even know who the kicker is. All right.
Yeah. No, I said the quarterback. Did I say kicker?
Oh, the quarterback. Oh, Tua Tagovailoa. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh.
He had a bad week, so I don't know. I think this he's hurt now, too?
Yeah, you may have to play Lawrence again this week because there's a chance Tua isn't going to make it. So.
Yeah, it says he's questionable. So, I'll be honest, I'm not throwing in the towel, but I'm kind of just throwing in the towel. I'm already 0-2. It's only 0-2. Hopefully I can come back and win the next 10 games, right? Straight. So I got to start looking for some trade matchups. These teams aren't going to work.
Well, it's always not a bad reason. Never a bad idea to try to get out there and make trades. So know, you just gotta see how it works out.
Oh, and I actually could have won, except my tight end from Tennessee, Ferkser, was not playing.
Yeah.
So I would have put in
Arnold
from Carolina. I would have had the points to win. So, but yeah, it's been really late on their updates. So, you know.
Well, I had the same problem. I had two. Luckily, it was just two defensive players that didn't get it. They decided they were out, but I didn't see the update until after the games had started, and there's nothing you can do then.
No. And it just, that one kind of sucked because, you know, if I would have known he was going to be out, it was like 20 minutes before the game I checked, and before noon, and nothing was, you know, even showing who was playing or not. So I just thought everything was
all good. So are you actually 0-2 in both leagues?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it's going to be that kind of season.
So yeah, you're off to a rough start. But you know, by getting the win, I went to 1-1 in the I can never remember which league. This has got to be the Snake League. I managed to get the 1-1, but that was only because I don't know if I would have beat anybody else if I would have been playing them. So I just had the lucky matchup. So.
A win's a win.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how you won.
I'm okay with that. So we'll see how the rest of the season goes. But yeah.
But you know, it is interesting though, sitting at 0-2 in both leagues, in the Snake League. And Big Jack, this is I think now your Hank Scorpio is in the Snake League. I think you should just not change that one. So you remember Hank Scorpio and Snake. There they go together.
Actually, in the auction league.
No,
or wait, which
right
team
now.
Did he play? Yeah, so.
No, you're in the Snake League. Because the Pork Chop Express is in the Snake League. I never forget that one. I'm only in 15th place being at 0-2. And in the auction league, I am 16th at an 0-2 record, so. You know, we have two dead teams in that league, so, but, you know, not too bad. I still got some ground to cover. You know, maybe I can cover some of it, because in the auction league, that's your can't make a wife out of a hoe song. You are 2-0, and you are number one. And this is so fake because it's fantasy, but it's hilarious because I just realized right now as I'm looking at our division that the next person in line behind you is in eighth place at 1-1 right now. And it's your buddy Whiplash, the guy all the questions.
The Whiplash. Yeah, the guy who bitched and moaned about the league.
So I find that very just kind of comical because I didn't go in there and update the divisions this year. I just make sure that, you know, you and I aren't in it. So if we can get a playoff potential, we can go up against each other. But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. But congrats to you. Keep your season going. Now,
we'll
you know, the games the games you were able to watch yesterday, you know, anything stand out? You know, anything you enjoyed more than another?
Yeah, well, I've learned that by the middle of the first quarter of the second game on Sunday that I've watched too much football and I just lose interest.
In the first game or the second game?
The second game. By the time the second game rolls around, I can't make it to halftime. I just want to do something else. So.
Just a long day or?
Yeah, I guess it's just too much. you know, or however you want to look at it, it just ends up to where I'm, I don't know, burnt out or however you want to go. But, yeah, it's just that rolls around, and I'm like, yeah, okay, let's see what else is on. You know, and I start looking for baseball games or just whatever else is on. So, you know, because it's only week two, so it's hard to get excited about anything. I mean, you know, obviously I'm incredibly disappointed that the Seahawks found a way to blow a lead against Tennessee and ended up losing. But I'm not going to fall like Packer fans did after week one when they got blown out by New Orleans, because obviously they bounced back yesterday against Detroit. And, you know, now everybody's happy, and it's just kind of like, you know, how it is here in Chicago where Bear fans are convinced they're going to the Super Bowl because they just beat the Bengals. So,
well,
you know, it's just how it is.
I just don't understand. You know, you bring up the Bears and the Bears fans, and, you know, I feel like I'm in, I don't want to say Groundhog Day, but almost like Groundhog Day, because it's the same thing that happened last time. It's just, you know, there's a glitch in the Matrix. The whole Trubisky thing, you remember, signed Mike Glennon,
yeah.
He's the one. And then, you know, that didn't work out. And, you know, not that I'm hoping Justin Fields isn't the one, but it's just like this repeat pattern. am I watching the same thing happen all over again?
Yeah, well, you know, and the tough part with it is, you know, I'm all for the Bears winning. It's great, obviously. The Chicago team, we want to see the Chicago teams do well. We live in the Chicago area. When you have to go to the office, you actually work in Chicago. I don't know if you're ever going back to the office or not, but, you know, so we deal with it. But, you know, you've got to be smart enough to realize what's going on, even if you're one of those goofy, over-the-top fans, you know, unless this is what you have to do to convince yourself to be a fan that they're going to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that always kind of bums me out, you know, because it's just you know, they're in for a letdown. Could the Bears get in the playoffs? Sure, they managed to do it last year. Will they win a playoff game? Highly doubtful. So, you know, I mean, you know, and then I, you know, the other thing that bothered me is, like, I've actually heard people happy that Andy Dalton got hurt, and I don't like that. That's one of those things that really bothers me. You know, I don't root for players to get injured. And I get you want Justin Fields to play, but not that way. You know, you have more class than that as a fan.
Yeah, and, you know, not to take away from that, and you're totally right. I didn't wish that, you know. You know, I did see that on Facebook a lot, social media a lot. Someone get Dalton out of this game, you know, complaints. But that's kind of where I'm feeling about the deja vu with what they're doing. You know, why doesn't, and I don't know if it's a Bears thing, institutional, or if it's just from Pace and them, this fear of just, I mean, letting it all out there, going balls to the wall and just who cares and going straight in with your draft pick for your quarterback. I mean, yeah, it doesn't always happen. You're following the same thing that happened again.
You saw why on Sunday. He didn't play very well against a team that, you know, let's face it, they have a decent defense, but I don't think the Bengals are what you would call a top-flight defense. But, you know, I mean, he was 6 of 13 for only 60 yards, you know, and he threw a pick, which is always, you know, devastating. So he's, you know, he's not quite ready. You know, there's a reason why he didn't go in the top three like those other quarterbacks did. You know, he was, you know, he definitely wasn't as ready as Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson. And, yes, I know Zach Wilson stunk on Sunday, but he's on probably the worst team in the NFL. So he's going to stink. You know, Fields is probably better than Trey Lance at this point. We'll have to see how that plays out. But, yeah, he's not quite ready for prime time, as they say. He's not an NFL starter yet. You know, I mean, you look at his numbers and Dalton's numbers. Dalton was actually 9 of 11 before he got hurt and had a touchdown pass. So he was on his way to having a pretty good game.
So I don't need to panic and get rid of him yet.
Oh, yeah. I would hang on to him because they're already saying if he's healthy, he's going to be the starter. You know, because, I mean, you can't fault his play, and I get it. You know, you get a shiny new toy, you want to play with it. Mm-hmm. But you need the kid to be ready, and B, you need to make sure you put it. You also got to remember, this is the definition of bad offensive line. Do you really want him out there where he's going to be running for his life the entire game? So...
Well, and that's where I was going to go with it, too. And, you know, is it one of those, again, where the quarterback has 2 seconds to get rid of the ball before they're on their ass?
Yeah, well, why do you think that there's no downfield threat on the Bears anymore? I mean, they're, you know, I think their longest pass reception was 21 yards in the game, and that was only because Darnell Mooney broke a couple tackles and added on some yardage. They can't afford to throw the ball more than 5 or 7 yards down the field because their quarterback doesn't have that kind of time. He'll end up on his rear end. So, you know, I mean, they can't take shots down the field like you see other teams do. There's just not the ability on that offensive line for them to be able to do that. So they're doing what they can with what they got, and, you know, that's another reason why we're looking at a team that isn't going anywhere. You know, you know, do you want him to be Zach Wilson? I don't think you do. You know, I mean, Wilson threw 4 picks on Sunday and was 19 of 33, was sacked 4 times. I think he's been sacked 10 times already on the year in 2 games. Not exactly going to be the best year of development for him, but he looks like he's going to be a fantastic quarterback. Is, you know, the problem is, can they help him? So, you know, what do you do? You know, do you run him out there and hope for the best, or do you try to bring him along the right way, which it seems like they're trying to do? But, you know, it may also cost Nagy and Pace their jobs because they really need to win this year.
Well, have you kind of heard that talk already too, or complaining from the media already about, or not even complaining, but that Nagy's could be out of a job after this?
Yeah, well, you know, there was a lot of talk about that coming into the season, that, you know, this was going to be his chance. You know, he needed this to be, you know, a better year. But, you know, to be fair, better year mean win? Or does better win mean the team has to show improvement?
Yeah.
So,
you know, one of the excuses Uncle Bob used to give when it came to the Bears was, I don't want to say excuses, but Now I lost my train of thought. You know, with the Bears and hiring managers, no, with the Bears and hiring managers, I guess it would be his biggest complaint was when it was time to get a new one, they literally got a new one. And, you know, he always felt like, why is it the Bears that always have to, why do we have to try out the new guy, you know, so to speak? And when you think about it, up until then, you know, then he got his wish and we got John Fox. But after that, it's just kind of the new guy thing again. So, I mean, you know, it's, would you say that's 1-4, roughly out of the 5 coaches, whatever, that aren't the new guy. But does it? Do you think it makes that big of a difference? Or, you know, what does it take?
No.
You know, does it take only 5 years? Because can you really build this team the way that coach wants, manager wants it in 1 or 2 seasons?
Yeah, well, you know, you have to remember one of the reasons the Bears go after guys who have their first year as a head coach is because they're cheaper. You know, it doesn't cost to hire those guys as it does to pay an established coach.
Yeah.
But, you know, plenty of those guys can have success. You know, every coach was a first-year coach, a first-time coach, head coach at some point in time. And, you know, like Lovie Smith did really well here with the Bears. It was his first head coaching job. So, you know, there are guys you can find that can be successful. You know, Sean McVay has done really well with the Rams. Kyle Shanahan has done really well with the 49ers. You know, so you can go out and find these guys. They're out there. It just, you know, unfortunately what the Bears seem to fall into is, you know, like they grabbed Matt Nagy because he was on the Kansas City Chiefs staff. Well, maybe they should have grabbed Eric Bieniemy because while Nagy was the quarterback coach, Bieniemy was the offensive coordinator. So maybe he had a little better idea of what the Chiefs offense was. So, you know, you've got to dig a little deeper maybe in your research when you're going after these guys and just kind of see how it goes. But, you know, yeah, I mean, they brought John Fox in, and that didn't work out. He was one of the worst coaches in Bears history. So,
obviously, being
an established guy didn't mean anything.
Yeah, and that's where I'm, you know, it's like such a conundrum, I guess you would say, where I don't even know how to comment or, you know, even discuss it when it's like no matter what they do, it just doesn't work out. And
yeah.
You know, maybe it's like you said, more research needs to be done. It's the only thing you can think of, really, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, obviously it's one of those, you know, one of those situations where, you know, unfortunately this one doesn't look like it's going to work out, but you know, to be fair, Nagy does have a winning record with the Bears. You know, I mean, you know, and I know a lot of people still kind of doubt them for that Mark Trestman hire, but, you know, he was very successful in Canada. It just didn't translate, you know, but You also got to remember that this was Mike Ditka's first head coaching job, and he was fantastic here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you get the good with the bad as the way things go, and, you know, it just kind of is what it is. And, you know, it looks like if they do replace Nagy, he'll leave with a winning record, which will be the first time – you know, since Lovey, you know, because Trestman was bad and John Fox was terrible. So, you know, at least that managed to get them to win the majority of their games.
They wanted Trestman back after Fox.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to think about that. I mean, you know, Trestman was probably a better fit than Fox was. And, you know, I mean, there, you know, there are guys out there. You just got to kind of land the right one. And for whatever reason, they haven't been able to do that basically since Lovey. So, you know, we'll see, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, if they make the move, I mean, who knows with, you know, you just never know with the Bears because, you know, sometimes you think they're going to do something, you know, like a lot of people thought they were going to make a change after last season and they didn't. So, you know, we'll see if, you know, this is how it works out or, you know, it may be one of those situations where they do the thing where they change the general manager, but not the head coach. You know, because it's clear Ryan Pace doesn't deserve to, you know, to be in the spot he's in. So... But, you know, there's a lot of coaches in that these kind of situations. And, you know, I mean, the frightening thing with the Bears that we know here in Chicago very well is they don't like to pay coaches to do nothing. So you got to remember that Nagy has two more years on his contract, or actually one, is it one more year? I think it's one more year on his contract after this. So he may not be going anywhere just because they're not going to want to pay him to stay at home or, you know, do commentary for a network or whatever it is. So it's possible he may be here next year. As frightening as that is to think of. So we'll see.
Oh, there's always next year, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, hopefully they improve and Justin Fields is ready to take over the reins next year and, you know, they find him some linemen so he's, you know, not getting killed out there. And, you know, you go from there. You know, we'll see how it goes. But I did while we were talking about fantasy, I'm not sure if you noticed this one, but I got in the playoffs in both our baseball leagues. I know you made it in one. Did you get in the other?
I think I made it in both, but I definitely made it in one. But I'm already out week one. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I did see you did lose. I'm actually playing the team this week you lost to. Now, I got in that league as the eighth-seeded team, and somehow I managed to knock out the number one seed last week.
Oh, I hate you.
Yeah, so now I am playing the team that beat you, the number two seed. So we'll see if I can do it again and beat another higher-seeded team. I was fourth seeded in the other league. I did squeak by the fifth seed. Now I'm playing the first seed. So I'll see how that goes over there. But, yeah, I'm definitely the underdog in both of these matchups. So I'm hoping my team can come through again and pull off a couple upsets. But if not, I guess I'll be happy with the fact. Well, the eighth seeded team, I'll be happy with the fact that they at least won a round and did take out the first place team.
Yeah, you know,
we'll see.
It's interesting. I just realized, you know, the Snake League is the one where you took on the Mega Powers, this number one seed, and you know, you knocked him out. Well, I'm up against him in the consolation
round.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, I do wonder if he'll even change his lineup. He may be quite sad that he got bumped. So, but yeah, we had the second, the third, the fifth, and the eighth seed advance in that league. So I was the only one. You know, when five beats four, it's not really an upset. It's an upset, but it's not an upset. So yeah, I was the only one who somehow managed to pull off an upset in that league, which is kind of surprising. And then let's see, how did the other league go? That's the Touch 'Em All league here. Let's see, did we go chalk here, or did we? Yeah, we had 1, 2, 3, and 4 advance. Oh yeah, you were in that league. You got beat by the number one team.
Yep.
So you did squeak in both. So. So see, you were a playoff guy in both leagues. Look at that.
I got knocked out in both.
Yeah, and you have to find a way to get me to remember which league is which, so when I set them up for next year, I set them up the right way. So
yeah, you actually only did that once.
Yeah.
I
know in the football league that Evil Dead, the guy who I just played there, he doesn't like the auction league, so he only plays the Snake League.
Yeah.
So that's easy to remember. You know, that's not a problem there. I can remember that one. But when it comes to baseball, I can't remember who the heck is who.
I'm the Pork Chop Express.
Yeah,
yeah,
but what league is it?
That's the Snake League.
Okay.
And that's the Snake League
for both. Yeah, you'll have to remind me that next year when I set the leagues up, that that's how it goes.
Well, actually, after 1 year, you made me the main commissioner.
Yeah, or when you set it up, you'll have to remember how to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I remember. I don't want to mess up my stats. Well, no, and, you know, it kind of stinks, though. They added a lot more stuff for baseball. You know, I told you I played around with that for the one league. And, you know, when the hockey league opened up and you added me there, there wasn't anything else to do, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I went in there, I was like, maybe there's just something new. And there was nothing. So I was a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I don't know how you felt.
Yeah, no, they don't do much with hockey. I'm interested to know if they're going to do anything with basketball. You know, if they're going to add anything, and they don't do a ton with NASCAR. I mean, NASCAR barely registers. So
yeah.
I always forget just to set the damn thing up. So.
Oh, they still do it for Yahoo?
You know, I actually haven't looked, so I don't know. I just keep forgetting about it.
Oh, I thought they quit doing it altogether. I'll have to look, too.
I might have.
I did try turning my brother-in-law into the NASCAR FanDuel.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was like an old guy with a new remote control. Or as the old days, the clicker, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, he didn't help me win. I lost my 5 cents on the game I played, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, that's the advantage of only betting 5 cents. You can go, well, that was only 5 cents.
Now, you've kind of hung out and played a lot more baseball over the last couple of weeks. Any big wins or anything happening, any kind of things you're following?
No, you know, not, you know, obviously not fantasy-wise. I'm just kind of, you know, going through. I mean, you know, obviously I'm having a good time with, you know, this wild card race because it's really down to the wire, especially in the American League. So, you know, I'm having a real good time with that. You know, surprise, you know, it's kind of weird because as much as I hate to say it, I almost want to see, like, if it's St. Louis or Cincinnati or whoever grabs that second wild card spot, I almost want to see them beat whoever they end up with, the Dodgers or the Giants in the wild card game, just because I want to listen to the media freak out because the team with, you know, all those wins couldn't get a win in the wild card game. Because they're already pissed and moaning about it that one of these teams have to go into the wild card and they have so many wins. So what I would like to ask you about, Dan, and this is what I'm wondering, if all of a sudden this matters, why even have divisions then?
Wait, I'm not – maybe I haven't pulled it up quick enough, but I'm not understanding. I thought – did they change the way the wild card game goes now?
No, it's just one game. But imagine if, say, you know, like St. Louis has the spot. It would be St. Louis against the Dodgers. Imagine if St. Louis actually beats the Dodgers in one game, in that one game playoff.
Oh, it would be.
You know, the media is going to go
catastrophe.
Because the Dodgers lost. And they're already talking about the rules need to be changed because the Dodgers have 96 wins. And they're looking like a wild card team. I also believe, didn't the Pirates end up as a wild card team with 100 wins once?
100 wins, yeah.
Yeah. And they didn't complain when it was the Pirates. But apparently the Dodgers have a little more swag. So if they decide and they push baseball hard enough, you know, baseball will give in and make these stupid rule changes. Why even keep the divisions, though?
I don't know. I mean, how would you do it? How can you do an expanded playoffs? And, you know, I'm just throwing hypothetically. I mean, you're right.
You can't expand the playoffs because if you expand the wild card game, then you've got a division winner sitting around how many days? 3 or 5 or whatever it takes to get the wild card done. So how fair is that to them? And they won the division. Doesn't that mean anything? I mean, I understand the AL Central stinks, but the White Sox are going to win it. They deserve something for winning it. It's not their fault the Indians, Tigers, and Royals and Twins are bad, is it?
Oh, so they... So you're saying they almost want to do like the NBA.
Yeah.
Is that...
You know, and hell, you know, once the DH becomes universal after the next collective bargaining, we don't even need American and National League. They can just lump them into all 130-team setup, and the top 10 teams can go into the playoffs. Right? I mean, why separate them?
Yeah. According to their argument, I guess, you know, right? Yeah, I see where you're going. If, well, you know,
I
mean, adjust the rules.
It's dumb at that point. I mean, the leagues will be identical. They're getting the DH in both leagues, which is what the media wants. MLB already gave in to faster games. You know, we got 7-inning doubleheaders and they're doing, you know, we're starting to silly with a runner on second in extra innings because the media doesn't like long games. And, you know, this will just be the next thing, right? And that's, I'm assuming it's only if the Dodgers or the Giants or whoever end up in that wild card spot lose. But, you know, again, it's just dumb.
I mean, why not expand the league, add another division?
Yeah, you know.
How many teams would you need? 10 teams?
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, it's nice. You know, the Giants have 97, the Giants have 96. Well, unfortunately, the rest of the division pretty much stinks, and I'm lumping the Padres in there as well. You know, Colorado's terrible, Arizona's terrible, so obviously they feasted on, you know, they play those teams 17 times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure their record against them is just fantastic. So, you know, would their record be as good if they were in the AL East? You know, and they had to play the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Rays, the Blue Jays?
Probably not.
Yeah. So, you know, but the media doesn't understand that. They just see the big win number and all they're concerned that, oh, my God, they could lose the wild card game. Well, then they should have won the division, right?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we should have 200 win teams up in the National League. And how the hell is Tampa up there with 93 wins?
Yeah, I'm still baffled at how that happened. I really thought for sure they were going to regress after the deals they made and the stuff they, you know. But, yeah, it doesn't stop them. They're just keep rolling along.
It's kind of nuts. And, I mean, you really can't say a whole lot about the White Sox winning their division. I mean, you think about it, Houston's only 4.5, 5 games ahead of them. You know, a bad losing streak on any end and a good win streak for the White Sox to flip that around. You know, they could potentially both finish the division with the same record with, you know, Boston, Toronto, and the Yankees, and Oakland, and a little bit of Seattle. Just trailing right behind them in this kind of race. So I really don't think you can knock the White Sox a whole lot. But I also haven't been able to watch them since they removed them from streaming for me. So,
well, you know, it's kind of funny that they complain about the White Sox, but yet nobody said a word about the Braves, who actually have 6 less wins than the White Sox. And, you know, they're going to be a division winner,
yeah.
You know, unless the Phillies miraculously catch them, who are 3 back. But, you know, I don't feel like there's enough time for that. So, yeah, it's just so odd the way they kind of pick and choose their battles on who they're, you know, who's deserving and who's not deserving. You know, apparently the Braves, it's okay that the Braves won a bad division, but it's not going to be okay that the White Sox won a bad division.
Yeah, this is not a bad team. they're just getting started. And, you know, they're finally
the longest
together.
They have the lowest pick in the RA in baseball. I don't know if that's still true because they've been bad lately. You know, and they're not, you know, they're not, don't get me wrong, I don't think they're winning a World Series, you know, or anything like that, but you want to punish them because they won a bad division.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I mean, it's hard to say, you know, with Tim Anderson was out for a good 10 days. I think you still have Luis Roberts and Eloy trying to, I don't want to say play catch up. They're both looking good, but, you know, kind of getting back into a groove in such a quick time. I think, you know, it was interesting. It wasn't a big trade. And it doesn't always have to be the big trade, but that trade to get Cesar Hernandez playing at second, you know, some of the highlights I've watched, you know, post-game and the game I did go to, you know, he's looking good out there. So, you know, I think as long as his team stays healthy, they could definitely compete. And I think even if, you know, the Indians or, you know, Kansas City or Minnesota were playing a little better, I think the White Sox could have matched them. But, you know, it is what it is. I still think they're going to...
Well, you know, on the other thing, how much credit do you give Milwaukee for winning the NL Central? You know, even though you're a Cub guy, you can't tell me that's a good division.
No, it's not. You know, even you know, the Cubs made that little run where they were getting wins, but, you know, now definitely a sub-500 team, nowhere in the running. I still feel like with the names, value, and some of the talent that St. Louis has, that they should be in a lot better position. So it's kind of interesting that they're not. But, you know, Milwaukee's in there to take advantage of these three teams and just get the wins on them.
Well, remember, you know, St. Louis had a ton of injuries to their starting pitcher. You know, their best starting pitcher, Jack Flaherty, is still out. So they've done a pretty solid job of making a nice little run to get back in it here, you know, as their guys started to get healthy. So but yeah, it gets frustrating for me because, you know, I watch a lot of this, wanting to know what's going on. And I just get so sick and tired of listening to him complain. So, oh, my God, what if the Dodgers or the Giants wild card game? Well, then they didn't deserve to be in it. You know, that's how it works. That's why it's there. So what would we be talking about if not for the wild card? Because basically every division race, every winner is locked up unless, like I said, the Phillies get hot because they're three games behind Atlanta. But, you know, what else would they be talking about? They'd be talking about next year. You know, or actually we'd still be talking about the Giants and the Dodgers because the Dodgers are only one game behind the Giants. So... Now, are you on board? I know we're getting close to running out of time here, but are you on board with everybody else thinking that it's a must that the Giants win the division so they don't have to go into the wild card, where if the Dodgers go in, they're still okay because they're, let's face it, they're loaded with starting pitching, where the Giants really have Kevin Gausman?
I mean, I don't think that changes everything completely. Yeah, you know, you wouldn't have Kevin Gausman starting game one into the playoffs, but they've worked with what they have, so I don't see any issue with that. I don't think either one of these teams is at a disadvantage if they go into the wild card. I think they both have the opportunity. I mean, for the Dodgers, it's more of, you know, who are you going to start? You know, are you going to be able to make it where Julio's the guy taking that game on if you go in there? I know, you know, everyone's a great pitcher on that team, but the way he's been pitching lately, man, if that were a deciding game for me, I'd want him there. And then you're starting off with Walker Buehler or Clayton Kershaw the next, you know, coming into the series with Julio having enough. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? If they had the wild card and they won and then went straight into the next round.
Yeah.
You know, the first three games, you know, Julio might even be able to get back in there for game three. So I do think, you know, in that essence, yeah, the Dodgers have that advantage over going in the wild card game over the Giants, and the Giants, you know, kind of avoiding that. But at the same time, I mean, the Giants are a team, and I know this is not the same as 2014, but I mean, this team still has guys from that era, Buster Posey, the Brandons, and, you know, and I think they've gone into a wild card and they've won the World Series. So, you know, I don't know if that's just mental stuff that really doesn't matter, but at the same time, you know, that's kind of the faith I have in that team. And that's what I think the people, you know, the Giants fans would also be thinking, that it doesn't matter. I don't know, sometimes you think that it's a little too analytical.
No, all I was thinking was that I should have asked you the question earlier because you carried us right into overtime, and I didn't play the music. I didn't want to play the music over you because you were rolling. So I hope people followed us into overtime to hear the rest of your answer.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking. I don't even think I'm going to play the music now. I think I'm just going to end the episode so you and I can go away. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
All right, well, I will talk to you tomorrow. What, do you want to meet at 4:30 here again? Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, 4:30. Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. Goodbye, everybody.